Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Limited Q4 FY24 results conference call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitesh Dhoot from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Dhoot.
Thank you, Manav. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of Dwarkesh Sugar Industries Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. From the management team, we have with us today Mr. Vijay S. Banka, Managing Director, Mr. B.J. Maheshwari, Managing Director and Company Secretary, cum Chief Compliance Officer, and Ms. Priyanka Murarka, President, Corporate Affairs. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we'll open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Banka.
Yeah. Very good afternoon, friends. I thank you all for joining this Q4 FY24 earnings conference call at length. So during this quarter, we had an income of about 382 crores, which is significantly lower than what it was in the corresponding quarter last year, 534 crores. And similarly, on full-year basis, our income is 1,721 crores vis-à-vis 2,117 crores in the corresponding last year in FY23. PBT was 55.80 crores vis-à-vis 69.59 crores, and for full-year, PBT was 144 crores vis-à-vis 153 crores. PAT was 22.88 crores vis-à-vis 46.69 crores, and on full-year basis, PAT is 83.52 crores vis-à-vis 104.75 crores. Well, the season 2023-24 is going to come to an end now. So what understood is that production is going to be about 32 million tons. We saw various production estimates coming in the I mean, it was basically a roller coaster ride as far as the estimates were concerned. So production numbers got late support from I mean, they got support from late revival of monsoon rains, etc., in Maharashtra and Karnataka. So their production numbers have got support from production numbers in Maharashtra and Karnataka, whereas UP production numbers are a little discouraging. Sugar prices are around 3,800 rupees a quintal. Quickly on the numbers, our EBITDA for quarter is 75 crores vis-à-vis 88 crores corresponding quarter last year. On full-year basis, EBITDA is about 217 crores vis-à-vis 229 crores. EBITDA and PBT numbers we've already gone through. The difference in the PBT and PAT in this particular quarter is because of the extra provisioning of tax we have made so as to write off the MAT entitlement, which was standing in our books. It's basically a cash-neutral item. Okay. Now, during the quarter, our sales was a little sluggish. We sold only about 5.69 lakh quintals of sugar. Sugar, as compared to 8.75 lakh quintals in the corresponding quarter last year, sugar, as you are aware, can be sold only against releases. So releases were lower. Therefore, the sales was also lower. Average realization on the domestic market was about 3,763 vis-à-vis 3,410 rupees a quintal in the corresponding quarter last year. So there is about 10% improvement in the realization. On full-year basis, we have sold 27.52 lakh quintals vis-à-vis 42 lakh quintals that we sold in last full year, which actually included export of about 10 lakh quintals. This year, since there has been a ban on the export, there was no opportunity to export sugar. Average realization on domestic sugar sold for the full year was 3,707 vis-à-vis 346 for the full year last year. We are carrying, as I mentioned a little while ago, the releases were lesser. So we were carrying stock of 18.31 lakh quintals on 31st March as compared to 10.61 lakh quintals. So nearly an addition of about 7 lakh quintals to our stock. Our stock is valued at 3,355 rupees a quintal. This is vis-à-vis 3,172 rupees a quintal last year. Industrial alcohol sold during the quarter numbers are not very impressive, but on full year basis, we sold about 94,407 kiloliters vis-à-vis 84,175 kiloliters sold the last full year. During FY 2024, only 20,944 kiloliters of industrial alcohol sold was made from sugarcane juice and syrup as compared to 46,203 kiloliters sold in the corresponding period last year. So sometime in November, December, there was a ban imposed on using of sugarcane juice for manufacture of ethanol. So as a result, we were compelled to use pea-heavy molasses, which normally otherwise we would have used in season during off-season. Our loan profile is lean and trim. Outstanding loans of 215 crores. All are at subsidized rate of interest. All are being repaid on time as and when they fall due. Our credit rating is AA-. For the short term, it's A1+. Like I mentioned earlier, the sales were sluggish during the fourth quarter. Sugar sales was nearly 3 lakh quintals lesser because of the lesser releases. Financial results of the year 2024 was also impacted on account of higher levy obligation, which point has already been mentioned in the earlier quarters, which resulted in an extra expenditure of 19.92 crores. Policy of molasses, again, this is a repetition. Last quarter also, we had brought it to your notice that now in B terms, our levy obligation is 19% of the molasses produced, and in C terms, it is 26%. So that's a big, big hit that we have to suffer because no other state has such a high levy obligation. Government has already SAP announced for season 2023-24, which is 20 rupees higher than what it was for the previous season. Now, coming to the crushing numbers, during season, we crushed about last season, we crushed 4.01 crore quintals of sugarcane, achieving a recovery of 11.93. However, when we started our season, straight away, we faced a lot of challenges. And in Bijnor district, where two of our three units are located, received unprecedented rainfall. And this particular district, which was not under the impact of red rot, was severely impacted. And as a result, the yield at the farm level was very low. And for the full season, we have been able to crush only 268 lakh quintals. So from 401 lakh quintals to 268 lakh quintals, we are down by nearly 33%. So crushing operations also ended early. All our plants got closed within the month of March. March and April, these are the best periods for recovery, so we couldn't derive advantage of better recoveries. So plus the ethanol program also, ethanol policy, which the government changed, that also changed the dynamics. And obviously, that resulted in underutilization of distillery capacity. Recently, government has allowed 6.87 lakh metric tons of B-heavy molasses, which is lying with various sugar mills to be converted into ethanol. But it's a question, it's something, it's too little too late according to me. So basically these are the season was that characterized by subdued sales, lower capacity utilization, etc., etc. But we did get support from sugar prices, which were good. And in fact, our recovery in the last Q4 was better than the recovery in the Q4 that we had clocked last year. And plus, we also got support because, you know, juice was not allowed to be used for making ethanol. During this quarter, we used B heavy molasses for making ethanol. So obviously, margins are better when you use B heavy molasses as the feedstock. So we expect transformations in the coming season. A lot of work is happening. If weather doesn't play truant, we should see significantly improved crushing numbers in the coming season. We have surveyed the fields. Crop conditions seem to be good. Farmers are participative in so far as fighting the menace of red rot is concerned. Varietal program is going a big change. And also, we do expect that the government will resume the ethanol policy with renewed vigor. So, as a result of which, whatever dent we all suffered, we will be able to come out of it. Additionally, we will have the advantage of carrying heavy stock. So, we do expect that sugar prices should now revive, at least from June onwards. So once there is a revival in sugar prices, we should get the benefit of selling the sugar stock available with us. Thank you very much. Please go ahead and ask me questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Mr. Darshan from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it is Sudarshan. My question is on the ethanol side. So on the ethanol side, I think the government, you know, has basically relaxed a bit on the B-heavy as you had, you know, mentioned earlier. But given that, you know, we are looking at a favorable monsoon, I mean, at least that's what the agencies are talking about. And even in Brazil, I mean, until the last week, I think the production of sugar has been pretty strong. In that context, I mean, with respect to, you know, curbs on ethanol, especially going forward, do you think the government, you know, should go back to prioritizing the ethanol blending program, which has basically been halted the last few months?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Yes, of course, yes, we expect the government to revisit the ethanol blending program. So what the government did was pause the ethanol blending program. They have not truncated or stopped the ethanol blending program because in the month of November or so, the sugar prices rose too high for the comfort of the government. So which is why, and then at that point in time, there were indications that the sugar production may be lesser. So, I mean, as situation has evolved, sugar production has also gotten better, which is why they are now allowing that 6.7 lakh tons of molasses to be converted into ethanol. And next season might be a little tight season, so for government to go full throttle back on the ethanol blending program, they may wait for indications on the sugarcane cropping, sugarcane availability, etc. for the next year, and I'm sure they will revisit with full throttle.
Sure. Sir, my question, the second question is on, you know, the multi-feed on ethanol. While I think on paper government, you know, has encouraged probably not using sugarcane but other feedstocks, historically we have seen that even the Food Corporation of India is struggling to, you know, provide rice, and there has always been difficulty in procuring maize. I mean, the prices of the, you know, raw material has been all around the place. One, with respect to a policy, is there a, you know, policy which ensures, you know, like a sugarcane, that there can be some kind of stability in the prices of the input,
And second is with respect to the availability, has there been any direction to the Food Corporation of India to make the feed available?
So it's like this, actually, use of rice for making ethanol, again, there was an embargo placed on it. So maize was the one thing which was available. And now since there has been unprecedented demand for maize for use for making, converting it to ethanol, the maize prices which were steady have also risen. So, it was basically food versus, it was a question of food security. So all the actions that the government took, according to me, they were knee-jerk reaction. Basically to ensure that enough sugar, enough rice is available in the country, there is no runaway inflation. So all these were aimed at pegging the prices lower. Maize is something which is not so much edible, so much consumed. It's not an item of mass consumption. So they allowed it, and at one point in time, use of maize was a very profitable proposition. But in terms with the rising demand of maize, the price of maize also has gone up.
Going forward on the multi-feed, is there a proposal by ISMA or the government to revise the ethanol prices? Because, I mean, like using, cane, there is at least, fixed EBITDA per kg, or, there is a minimum profitability that you can at least estimate. But it looks like at least in non-cane, it is very difficult to estimate that. So in that context, has there been any representation by the industry body to the government?
Yes, of course, yes. For example, there was no increase in the price of ethanol made from juice and B-heavy stock, B-heavy molasses. In fact, if you recall, we were clamoring for a higher, much higher price of ethanol, which is made from sugarcane juice, because that's where the sugar sacrifices the maximum. So the government did not grant any increase. So our industry association has made representation for increase in the price of ethanol made from both sugarcane juice and B-heavy molasses. Government has given a decent increase in the price of ethanol to be made from C-heavy molasses, which is nearly 7 rupee, 87 paisa per liter, and also on the grain-based ethanol. So they have given it a price increase. We expect government to revisit, post-elections, we expect government to revisit all these policies.
So, thanks a lot, Ajahn Patrick.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Mr. Sanjay from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. What exactly is the a new variety in our catchment area from the next season we can expect, what would be the reduction in dependency on the CO0 to 38 from next season?
Yeah, I'll talk to you. Very good afternoon, sir. Plant to plant, I'll talk. In our DD unit, this time our supply itself of non-0 to 38 variety was almost about 34%. And next year, we expect in that particular unit, 238 to be less than percentage to be in single digit. So that is the kind of varietal change we have done. In fact, in our this particular unit, although the crushing numbers were lower and we did miss the golden recovery period, our recovery is still higher by about 20 basis points as compared to the last season. Now, coming back to these two units, your question was also on the kind of varieties. So, you see, 15023 is an excellent variety, but we find the farmers a bit reluctant to adopt it in a big way because, as of now, the density of that variety is not very high. So, it is susceptible, it's vulnerable to attacks from the animals, etc. So, but 118 has caught up in a good way, and so there is 118, there is 14021, and for low-lying areas, there is 94184. These are the kind of varieties that farmers have taken fancy for. In DP and Dwarka Sugar and DP unit, we are a year behind insofar as our varietal change program is concerned, because that area was absolutely not prone to red rot attack until the last season. So now, and the good part is the farmers of this particular district are very hardworking and very conscious farmers. So they themselves are working on the plant protection, they are working on the ratoon management, and they are also working on the varietal change. And we expect, nearly not in season 24, 25, 25, 26, we expect new varieties to be there in a big, big way.
Okay, but what would be the percentage? So you are saying that 24, 25 percentage terms, it will be minuscule in as of now in the DP?
No, in percentage terms, it could be about 10% to 15%. Supply percentage I am talking. So it will be about 15%, 10% to 15%, but thereafter it will be more than 50%.
Okay. So means the recovery in the crushing side in 24, 25, we can expect previous high or it would be lower than that?
No, we can expect good recovery, because like I said, the big advantage with the farmers in Bijnor district, number one, they are prosperous, they are well educated, and they are conscious of, they have simply not liked the fact that their fields were kind of dried up totally. So they are working very hard. Even 238, whatever is available with them, they are trying to protect that variety in the best possible manner, and simultaneously working on the varietal replacement also.
Right, sir. Thanks, sir. That's
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. I would remind participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Somnath Saha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
My question is that almost 30% decline year-on-year for Maruti sales quota. Any reason for that, sir?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Somnath. Can you please be a little louder?
Am I audible?
Yeah, now.
Sir, I want to ask you, there's a decline in your monthly sugar quota, almost 30%.
Correct.
For the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Any reason for that, sir?
Sir, we have had the benefit of higher releases in the last couple of years. So, which is why, and government has, DFPD has changed the competition formula, et cetera, which is why we are getting lesser releases, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, any guidance for growth prospect? Are you planning any CapEx?
No, sir, not as of now. Not as of now. We are
Got it.
Constantly doing all efficiency enhancement measures, save steam saving. We are working on the steam saving, et cetera, but nothing in terms of capacity building, because this year was a year of, I mean, jolted us in the sense that, our crushing numbers suffered a big dent. So, our first and foremost task is to. And also, we got a jolt in the form of pause of the ethanol blending policy. So, we would want to get back to normalcy, and then we will take the next step ahead.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly is that, as the government has allowed the for production of ethanol from B-heavy molasses,
Yeah.
From the stock as on 31st March.
Yeah.
So how much inventory you have, B-heavy molasses, sir, as on 31st March?
See, on 31st March, we had about 168,000 quintals of B-heavy molasses, out of which about 30,000-odd quintals was for, I mean, it is earmarked for levy purpose. About, so roughly about 125,000-130,000 quintals of B-heavy molasses. So for which, I mean, we already have the, we were in the queue for the allotment of quota. So it will not be an additional gain that will come to us actually out of this 6.7 lakh tons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you so much. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for the trust and confidence that you all have reposed in us. Thank you very much for participating in this conference call. I'll ask my colleague, Mr. Maheshwari, to say a few words if he has to say.
Thank you very much for your active participation, and we look forward for this continuity in the future also. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Okay.